a special rebroadcast for the American Armed Forces and their allies. You're invited to drop in where the elite meet to eat, Duffy's Tavern.
Duffy's Tavern, where the elite meet to eat. Archie, the manager, speaking. Duffy ain't here. Hello, Duffy. Hey, Duffy, I just got a terrific idea for a publicity stunt that overnight your name will be in every paper in the United States. Oh, Duffy, now, you don't have to stuff your wife in a trunk. Now, look, tonight the winner of the Motion Picture Academy Award is coming to this place. Paul Lucas. Huh? All right. To you, he does, but to the Academy, he don't. What are you talking about, Duffy? The guy's a great actor. Huh? All right, who's better? Huh? Very great. Duffy. They stack up different. Yeah, huh? Baby, Betty Grable has got what?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But what about the histrionic ability? Histrionic ability? That's when you can pack a theater without displaying a single uh-huh. Yeah. And besides, an actor like Lucas, you know, he helps the story of a picture. Well, certainly, if Patty Grable was in Watch on the Rhine, who'd watch the Rhine? My idea? Tonight we're going to publicly give Paul Lucas a award. Yeah, the Duffy Oscar for Perfect Entertainment. Huh? It spells D-O-P-E. Well, Duffy, it's your award. I'll call you back. Okay. And so, Mr. Lucas...
Mr. Archer...
Just a second, Eddie. I'm practicing my speech. And so, Mr. Lucas, it is with great and humble humbrage that we present you with the Duffy Oscar.
Miss Arthur, look, this Oscar, what do it consist of?
The great prize, Eddie, a year's free meals at Duffy's Tavern.
That ain't no Oscar, that's a Mickey. Oh, poor Mr. Lucas.
What do you mean, poor Mr. Lucas?
From Watch on the Rhine to calling Dr. Kildare.
All right, Eddie, so the food is bad here, but don't forget, it's only on account of the quality. Plus the cuisine. Besides, you know, an actor will eat anything that's free, you know. And besides, with an award like this, Eddie, it ain't the food. It's what it stands for, you know?
Well, most of ours have been standing for years.
Yeah, but an award means something. You don't realize what an award means to an actor's ego.
What's that ego?
Ego? Well, it's hard to explain. It's something in an actor that when he gets hit in the kisser with a tomato... He says they gave him a testimonial dinner. By the way, that reminds me, Eddie. Tonight, when we give out the award, we gotta have a dinner, too. Tell me, what looks good in the kitchen?
The chef just got a haircut.
Yeah, huh? Don't be so facetious, Eddie.
I protest.
You protest what, Miss Duffy?
Paul Lucas must not win this award tonight.
Says who?
Says me, Miss Duffy, the executive secretary of the Third Avenue chapter of the United Betty Davis Fan Club, Local 804.
Now, wait a minute, Miss Duffy. You belong to a Betty Davis fan club?
Well, certainly all loyal American women do.
Oh, what do you do at a meeting of a Betty Davis fan club?
We sit around and cry.
Yeah, that I can see, yeah.
Well,
you sit around and cry, huh?
Sure. A girl has to get some fun out of life.
Yeah.
So at this dinner tonight, I am going to vote for Betty Davis for the best actress.
Yeah, on what grounds?
On the grounds that she can cry rings around poor Lucas.
Oh, what grounds, huh? Oh, boy, what a joke, huh? Well, that's one way to get out of a dopey argument like
well,
that.
Well, here's an Archie, me boy.
Well, Officer Clancy, how are you? How's things in the crime and punishment business these days?
Oh, nothing much doing, Archie.
Nothing doing.
No. Things have been pretty quiet since Blacktop drowned.
Yeah. Well, hey, Clancy, we were just having a discussion here. Who was your favorite actor?
Well, who was your favorite actor?
I ain't saying first. You're the cop, you know. First, tell me who was yours.
He
Well, I have no particular favorite.
Oh.
No, I'm a man who's impartial. I like anybody who's a good actor. Dennis O'Keefe, Donald O'Connor, Pat O'Brien, Maureen O'Hara, Maureen O'Sullivan.
Mm-hmm. Strictly impartial, huh, Clancy? Yeah.
Who's your favorite, Archie?
Paul O'Lucas.
Paul O'Lucas?
Yeah.
Now, what picture is he in?
He was in The Watch on the Shannon. Pat O'Brien, Maureen O'Hara. I think the guy is Shamrocky.
Say, Clancy.
Well, good evening, Miss Duffy. My, you're always such a constant surprise to me. Just think, I knew you when you were a homely little girl, and now you're grown up.
Oh, Clancy, you and your blarney. Say, Clancy, don't you like Betty Davis?
Betty Davis? Yeah, she takes off a pretty good part. I'm always pleased when my wife goes to see her. It depresses her.
Hello,
Finnegan. Hello, Miss Duffy.
Hello, Finnegan.
I think I said that before.
Yeah. Repeated something you had, no doubt. Finnegan, tell me, who is your favorite movie star?
Let me see. My favorite Timothy star is... that guy, I don't know his name. He's always in the beginning of the picture.
Always in the beginning of the picture?
Yeah, he's got long, shaggy hair all over his face, and he talks like this.
Finnegan, that's the MGM lion.
What do you think of Betty Davis, Finnegan?
Betty Davis? That's a very funny thing. She could be a million laughs.
Finnegan, you're thinking of Joan Davis.
Wait a minute, Art. Which is the one that cries all the time?
That's Betty Davis.
That's the one. I get a million laughs out of her. Oh, boy.
Well, look, Finnegan, we're going to vote here tonight on our favorite actors. Now, who are you going to vote for?
Well, to be frank, Arch, I ain't been keeping up with the movies lately.
You ain't been keeping up with them, huh?
No. You see, with the manpower shortage in the movie houses being what it is, I feel it is rather unsporting to sneak in.
Yeah, huh? But Finnegan, the big movie houses downtown still have lots of ushers. Why don't you sneak in there?
Well, the prices don't change until 8 o'clock. Then I get tired of waiting.
Oh, well, why don't you sneak in during the day?
I'd be a dope, but this way, if I sneak in after the prices change, look how much more money I'd save. I make quite a bit of dough that way.
Yeah. Well, then how come you're always so broke?
You know me, I... Easy come, easy go.
Yeah. Finnegan, you know, you are dumber than any man I have ever knew.
I am dumber?
Yeah.
Well, if a man builds a better mousetrap than his neighbor, that's good, ain't it?
Yes, sir, that's good. Hello? Hello, Duffy. Well, Duffy, I'm afraid my best laid plans is gang of glay. Yeah. Nobody wants to vote for Lucas. Well, your daughter is getting Clancy to vote for Betty Davis. That leaves only Eddie and me for Lucas. So, you better hurry down here. We need your vote to give us a pleurisy. Yeah, pretty obvious, Duffy, huh? Well, can't you get a haircut tomorrow? Oh, you can, huh? Your wife's already got the bowl on your head, huh? Well, get down as soon as you can, Duffy. Okay, so long. Now, look, we got to get this dinner going.
There you are.
folks, we present our singing star, Miss Ann Hogan, who created sensation here at Duffy's Tavern last week by picking up a quarter with her teeth. Without inhaling a single drop of sawdust, so... Tonight she will rent us with a number. What is the number again, Ann?
I'll get by.
Oh, I love that. I remember that. I used to sing that at all my college proms, you know, the annual promenade. Reminisce me, Ann. Go ahead, will you?
I'll get by as long as I have you.
Wife knows he ducks out the joints like this. How are you, Paul? Well, Mr. Lucas, leave me say that it is with great appendage that we bid encore to a thespian of your most humble ilk. Paul, old Sock and Buskins, we are certainly glad to have you here again.
Well, Archie, I'm glad to be here again.
Thank you, Paul. We certainly have missed you, Paul.
I've missed you too, Archie. Now, leave us both supplies, huh?
Okay, as you prefer. Well, how's the old place look to you, huh?
Different.
Looks different, yeah.
Yes. I remember when I was here last, it was sort of a decrepit, dilapidated dive.
Yeah, huh? Well, what do you think of it now?
I think you've let it run down.
I think so, huh? I think it's just as dilapidated as it ever was. But there it goes, Paul. Around here, you know, we're all very proud of you, you know. A couple of years ago when you first dropped in here, one of the guys around here thought you was a bum. You sure proved yourself.
That's what they keep telling me down at the studio.
Yeah. Oh, an Academy Award, you know. Was I glad to hear you got it. Never forget the thrill I got that Friday when I unwrapped the fish and there in the paper was your picture. You know? Yeah. Winning that Oscar, that was 2 months ago, Paul. 2 months ago, and I still got the paper.
We still got the fish, too.
Well, naturally, Eddie, we're sentimental people. I've been doing pretty well myself, you know, Paul. Duffy come through with a couple of raises. I'm knocking down $15 a week now.
Say, Archie, when I was here 2 years ago, you said you were getting $15 a week.
I was putting on a dog.
Well, what do you know about that? $15 a week, huh?
Yeah, $15. We can't fool. We both come a long way.
Mm-hmm. I'll bet for that kind of money, Duffy works you like a horse.
No, he don't work me like no horse. He's really gotten up to date now and modern.
He has, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Now he works me like a machine.
Yeah. I think Duffy's lucky to have a manager like you.
Well, you'd say so even if you didn't think so.
Well, you'd think so even if I didn't say so.
Well, touche then. The Ike J. The Ike J? Oh.
He means jerk.
Oh. Poor Lucas. Mr. Lucas, this is Mr. Finnegan.
How do you do?
John, I presume. What was that name again?
Lucas.
Not Sinclair Lucas.
How can you be so dumb? Sinclair Lucas is the writer. He's the guy who won the Pulitzer Prize.
Yeah, I remember him.
This is Paul Lucas from Hollywood. The greatest actor in the world.
No, Archie, not the greatest in the world.
All right. Who's greater? You see?
Excuse me, Mr. Lucas. You're from Hollywood. Do you know any movie stars?
Oh, I know a few.
Do you know Lassie?
Lassie? She's a dog.
Please don't call her that. She's my pinup girl.
Finnegan, you got a pinup dog?
Certainly. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry's got Betty Grable, Ann Sheridan, Dorothy L'Amour. Lassie, I got all to myself.
You make a nice couple, Finnegan. Good luck. Excuse me. Hello? Oh, Duffy, where are you? Well, what's keeping you now? You can't get your shoes on. Oh, you soaked your feet so long they got waterlogged, huh? Well, put on a pair of your wife's shoes and come down. Huh? All right, so stick some newspapers in. They'll fit. Well, hurry up down, Duffy. The dinner for Lucas is going to start any minute now. Okay.
Say, Archie, what is this says about the dinner?
Oh, well, the Duffy Seminar Critics Dinner, at which you will be unanimously awarded the Duffy Oscar, you know. If I can get anybody to vote for you.
And what is this Oscar, Archie? A statue of Duffy?
Perish forbid. No, it's a surprise, Paul.
Oh, can't you give me a hint?
No, it's a big surprise. Believe me, it'll kill you.
You ain't kidding.
Quiet, Eddie. By the way, is the dinner ready to eat, Eddie?
Ready, but not fit. Mr. Lucas, what would you like for an entree? Some pickled pig's feet?
Now, what else do you have?
I got pig's knuckles, pig's head, ham hocks, and... Well, no use going through them all, but if it oinks, we got it.
Folks, the Duffy Academy dinner is now called to order. Leave us be seated down. Paul, you take the seat of honor.
Where is that?
Wherever there's a clean spot on the tablecloth. We're gonna have some protocol now. Miss Duffy, you sit on Mr. Lucas's right hand, and Finnegan, you sit on his left hand.
Say, Arch, what hand is he gonna eat with?
Finnegan, please, don't be such a stickler for etiquette.
It's all right, Finnegan. He said stickler. It's all right. Now, Clancy sits here and... Oh, by the way, I forgot a lot of introductions here. Permit me, Mr. Lucas, Miss Duffy. Miss Duffy, Mr. Lucas, Mr. Clancy, Mr. Lucas, Miss Duffy, Mr. Clancy, Mr. Finnegan, Miss Duffy, Mr. Lucas. How do we do? Well, now, okay, we're all seated. The meeting of the film and feminine critics will now come to order.
Mr. Chairman, can I have the floor?
No.
Oh, no? Well, don't forget it's my father's floor. And who, if not I, has a better right to the floor of a father than a daughter of that floor's father, which I am it?
Which in Australian means have a coat. I am sorry, my dear young lady. The chair does not recognize you.
Mr. Chairman, I recognize you. That's Miss Duffy.
Finnegan, please, when you want the floor, raise your hand.
Raise my hand like this?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Why not?
That's what Hitler does. Look what's happening to him.
Well, Finnegan, Hitler has a reason to keep his hand up like that. No, he knows that before long he's going to be back painting ceilings. Now, from now on, leave us all stick to parliamentary procedure. Folks, before the voting starts, I would like to say a few words about my candidate today. Paul Lucas.
Paul Lucas is a pump.
Clancy, that has nothing to do with his merits as an actor. That's all I mean, it, Paul. Now, if the distinguished minion of the law here will have the courtesy to keep his big fat trap shut, we will proceed ahead. As I was saying, folks, tonight we will elect the winner of the Academy Award. The Duffy Academy Award, that is. Naturally, a decision of this magnitude has to be corrugated by a majority of the consensus. So, ipso facto, we will take a vote. But before we cast any votes, and mark you well, my constituents, I would like you to meet my candidate himself. A man from whom there is no further introduction than other to say, in person, Paul Lucas.
Archie, what will I say?
Well, you say, just say something like I just said.
All right. Ladies, gentlemen, and Finnegan, as Archie's candidate, I submit myself. It is very hard for a man to talk about his own self. I am greatly gabberflashed by this great honor. And further, leave me say that if you are kind enough to electrify me, I will strive with every utmost to cherish as long as I live. I thank you, one and all.
Another Chauncey Depew. I'm telling you, Paul, I couldn't have did better myself. Now, folks, the polls is open. Pass your ballot.
Go ahead, it's my ballot. Yes, I got it.
Okay, here we are. We'll now count the ballots. Figure this out. You gotta do this for that algebra, you know. It's two for Lucas and two for Betty Davis. I'm afraid we have reached the dead rock.
Well, I didn't read mine.
Well, so what? It's either Leo the lion or Lassie the dog, anyway.
Oh, no, you're in for surprise. I switched me both.
Oh, thanks, Finnegan. Let's see, folks. Now, Mr. Finnegan cast his vote for Elsie the cow. Oh, Finnegan. Hello? Hello, Duffy? You what? Attaboy, Duffy, you're with the right party. Folks, Duffy has cast a proxy vote in lieu of absenteeism in favor of none other than poor Lucas. Mr. Lucas wins the award.
No.
Let's give Mr. Lucas...
Say, Archie, what is the award?
The award? Stand back, Paul. Stand back. This will knock you over with an anvil. 1 year's free meals at Duffy's Tavern.
You mean I have the honor of eating here for a year?
Why, certainly.
Now, wait a second. Am I entitled to a vote here?
Sure, you're entitled to a vote.
Thanks. Ladies and gentlemen, I cast one vote for Betty Davis.
Holy to another dead rock. What do we do now?
Don't worry, Archie. I have a good idea. Betty and I will split the award.
You and Betty Davis will split the award?
Yes, Archie. I will stay away from here for the first 6 months, and she can stay away from here for the following 6 months. Good night, Archie.
Wait a minute. Just 1 second.
What's the matter?
The free meal starts tomorrow. Eddie, give the gentleman his check for the Academy dinner.
Thank you.
Duffy's Tavern, where the elite meet to eat. Archie, the manager's speaking. Oh, hello, Duffy. That's right. Next week, Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard are coming over from the Red Skelton Show. Yeah, they're husband and wife. Yeah, Ozzie's a nice guy. Educated, you know. Went to college in Rutgers. Rutgers. It's some little short pants they play football in. Well, so long, Duffy. We'll see you next week.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.